You got to get your relationships, health, and wealth. Get that shit in order.
That's a good line.
Like, dude, nail those three things down. If you wake up every day and you get those three things right, you get your health right, go to the gym, eat right that day. Yep. Okay? And find a way to get money that day. Mm-hmm. Wealth, improve. All you need is $200 a day. And if you're making $200 a day, you're going to be fine no matter what. And then, bang, get your wealth in order and then also get your fucking relationships in order. Health, wealth, and relationships. Talk to your friends. Talk to them.
Yep.
Like, check in on your best friends. Check in on your family. You know, talk to your girlfriend, your boyfriend, you know, your loved ones. Check in on everybody. When you have those three things in order, everything will come full circle. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Kids at Work podcast. My name's Mac Horman. You already knew that, though. That's exactly why you're here today. Yeah, so today's episode is going to be a little different. I got my good friend Devin Perry back on from episode number 2, How to Lose Your Virginity and How to Pick Up Girls at the Bar. Say what up, Devin.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
Good, good. They're all doing good. I like how you say it like there's an audience that's going to answer back.
Yeah,
I know, like
right?
How everyone's doing today.
No yo, answer.
Your mic's mad. Wait, talk.
I know. I don't know why. Why is it?
You see your levels?
Yeah, what's going levels? On?
Oh, that's way better.
All right, yeah. That's
I think you should have to talk
my
about
bad. Yo, Devin Perry here. So today we're going to change it up a little. So it is Matt Corman's podcast, Kids at Work, but I will be hosting.
Yeah.
And Matt will be answering questions. So
yeah, we figured that, I mean, like, I didn't ever do an episode on myself, so we should probably just give that a rip. So here we are doing that.
Exactly. Might as well, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll probably talk about a little more, like, of his music and entrepreneurship and see where it goes from there. He's just going to answer a couple questions. So, Matt, just wondering, like, from freshman year of college, from you starting out to make music, like Lost Lovers and all that, to now, like where have things changed? Like,
yeah, I mean, things have definitely changed, you know, immensely. I think that back when I was making music, like you said, when I came up with Lost Lovers, that was my sophomore year of college, everything's just different now, right? I mean, before I was just trying things. I didn't really know what the fuck I'm doing. I still don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but like, it's just the platform's grown, the music's matured a lot, and I think that, you know, myself as a person, I've just grown so much more. Like, my life's just completely different. I think that back then, I was fighting to get, like, respect and, like, trying, like, you know.
I think back then, though, sorry to interrupt.
No,
back then, you were definitely having fun with it. You loved it, but, like, at that time, you weren't taking it seriously, and, like, you just, like, you know, this is good. I have a lot of friends that love this music, and they keep telling me, like, hey, get serious. And you kind of started buckled down around junior year. And
For sure. No, dude, I'm with you. I think that now, I mean, now it's my full-time job as an entrepreneur. I mean, like, I of course, make music full-time. I don't have a job anymore. Like, this is my job. And then I also, like, you know, I have this podcast, and I dip my hands into other forms of businesses, which I'll get into, like, later on down the road. But, you know, but I think that everything's just completely changed. It went from being a hobby and doing something for fun to this is who I am and this is my actual life and this is how I'm going to, you know, support myself, you know? So I think everything's different now, man, but it's sick.
So
it's amazing.
So like, where did you like decide that, hey, I don't want to work at so-and-so anymore. I'm just going to do full-time music and concentrate on that. Was like, do you think that's the best decision for you right now?
Yeah, that's a great question, Devin. Fuck yeah. Yeah, so I'll give you a little background. So I was, when I graduated college, I went and worked at Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Worked there for a year and 6 months. Shout out to everybody over there. Taught me how to, you know, be a hard worker.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, I want to make it clear that I don't take away from anybody that, you know, is working like a typical 9-to-5 job. Enterprise, for instance, you're out there grinding 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So those guys are working their fucking tails off over there. Shout out to everybody in the Chelsea branch. Everybody, you know, Government Center, Southie, you know, just Logan Airport, just fucking grinding, man. It's tough. But it taught me a lot. It taught me how to work hard. It taught me, you know, how to deal with customers. And then from then on, I moved to work at a staffing agency called K-Force.
Yeah.
And I worked as an account manager over there, and I met some great people. And they also taught me a lot about sales and, you know, how to bust your balls and work your tail off there too. So, you know, nothing but respect and love to them. You learn so much. I think that what happened with me was that, as you know, being a creative person and being an artist, it's hard for me to focus on one thing that I'm not passionate about.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Especially at this age, like this, my music and like my whole platform has really been growing so much. And, you know, at this time, I mean, I'm only 24. I wanted to be able to commit myself fully into, you know, what I'm doing for myself. I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. And it got to the point where, like, okay, I could support myself financially off of it. I should, you know, cut out my job, take an L on the income for a little bit, and just, you know, fully diverse myself in what my passion is. And if I fail, then fuck it, I fail. You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
Because now's an okay time to fail.
You never know, like, if you don't try, right?
Exactly. You never know if you don't try. And I think that, you know, I'm not mad that, like, I did work those jobs. I know a lot of people that, like, dropped out of college and they, like, just pursue their passion full time and then, like, they never get to experience what it's like to, you know, work a 9-to-5 or anything. Yeah. But what I was telling my friend last night, it's like when you're making music, I want every creative to listen to this part right here. This is super important. If you're a rapper, if you, you know, are vlogging, starting a podcast, starting a YouTube channel, I want you to listen to this, okay? Because once I started to understand this, things started to change for me. I got a little sauce for you here. When you it's like with any business and you're selling something, okay? When you understand your consumer in the market, you're going to be more successful in selling that product or service, okay? So, for instance, my product was music.
Yes.
I have this podcast as well. Basically, my product is my life. I invite you in, you become entertained by it, so on and so forth. I have the Make App and brand, which I'm working on, which is going to be a lifestyle. And like, those are what my products are, right?
Yeah,
who does
exactly.
that? Who buys that? Who buys music? People that work 9-to-5 jobs, go through day-to-day life and you know, do their grind. So, me.
And they want to hear like your story and your raps. Like there's some lines where you're telling your own story and people can relate to that. And
yeah.
I think it's nice that people like working 9-to-5 jobs, maybe they could be upset, like not happy. Like and they listen to your song, they're like, all right, life isn't that bad. Life is great.
Yeah, man.
And I gotta keep living.
Dude, you're spot on. And I think that from me, I know what it's like. I've been in my consumer's shoes because I worked the 9-to-5, I worked the 6-to-6, I worked at Enterprise, you know, I worked at Saffany, I did sales, you know, I had the suit on, I've done, you know, the casual, I've done it. So exactly, I understand when I'm making songs out there, I know who is listening to them. So I have a better understanding of who my market is. And I would like to say for anybody who's, you know, is an entrepreneur, is creating something that they're looking to, you know, sell, understand your market, man. And if that means like, and that goes with anything, right? If you want to be a salesman one day, and like you want to sell, fuck, every time. If you want to sell, I don't know, fucking razors. I'm just looking at a razor over there. And you want to just learn to be a better salesman, like go be a car salesman for a little bit. Like there's, I want to take away the stigma that it's fucking bad. It's bad for you to go get a normal job while you're trying to be an entrepreneur. It's like, yo.
Exactly, yeah.
You gotta be able to understand like what the fuck you're doing. You gotta be able to make like, you know, fund your dreams, man. If you can't invest, like if I didn't have a job while I was doing all this stuff, I'd never be able to buy this fucking beautiful computer.
Yeah.
Never be able to go and buy as many microphones as I want or like do whatever the hell I want in life. You know what I mean?
So like, so like going off that, like, so I can kind of relate a little to that too. I was a business major at school and I am going into hospitality, which was insane. I traveled a little bit.
Yeah.
And it taught me a lot about hotels and I went into accounting. Like, it's kind of like you got to experience and learn your market and learn everything about what's going on to pursue what you actually want to pursue. Like, you pursued a 9-to-5 job, which your fans are 9-to-5 job people who listen to your music, and now you experience that and you know what they want.
Yeah, you're spot on. How was that for you? I know that I haven't ever been out. I mean, I knew we didn't cover that with your episode. Maybe we should cover that a different time. I'd love for people to hear a little bit about like your, that's crackling in the mic.
Oh, my bad.
No, no problem.
So, I mean, I can go over like for a few seconds now. I mean, it won't take up too much time.
Yeah, dive in.
So what do you want to know about my travels?
Yeah, so you went out to, you know, the middle of the country. You went out to Wyoming or Wisconsin?
Wyoming,
right. I mean, so you took a little bit of a risk too. I know when you you got into your job, you basically had to travel across the fucking country to a place you've never been to before. Can you speak to a little bit about that of like, you know, maybe someone's in a similar position where they were, you know, offered a risk and like, how did it turn out for you?
So I'm not going to lie. I mean, it was very scary, like knowing like I won't be near my friends, my family. I'm going out to pretty much the west coast of the United States, and it was very scary. I'm like, how is this gonna end up? I ended up meeting some great people, some great coworkers, some great friends that were international. Like it was amazing. I got to live with all these people and experience a different part of the country.
Yeah.
It snowed a lot out there and got to experience a lot of snow instead of the New England weather where it could be 40 degrees one day and 70 degrees the next. Sorry about that.
No, you're good. I just, if you can't see because our visuals got fucked up, but Devin was playing with a Rubik's Cube and that's why I was crackling in the mic. Bro, so I had to take it. I had to take the Rubik's, bro. It's, I don't think they want to hear the fucking crackle.
No, that was my fault. Yeah. So, but back on you, like I've seen you grow and just from seeing you my freshman year, which was your sophomore year, so now it's just crazy and I support you 100%. You know, as soon as you quit your job, I was texting you like, I think this is a great idea. I think you need to take this 2 months because I know you. You're a hard worker. You're very smart. You thought you could do both, which you did do both, but you want to focus more on your dream, which is rapping, and you're very good at it.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah. Hell yeah, man. I mean, yeah, you're fucking... You're spot on. I don't know if that was a question, but that was just like your perfect.
That was more like just like a statement.
Just say it. Hell yeah. High five.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Pursuing your dreams, man. No, yeah. I mean, yeah, you're pretty spot on there. I mean, it was like, it came to a point where I was like, you know, I gotta fucking do it. And I also want to get this out there to people. As Devin said, like, you know, he's been with me through the whole time, like before I even, you know, had music out there. So he's seen the step-by-step growth. This shit doesn't happen overnight, man. And I really just need to put it out there that don't compare your step to my step 150, man. I mean, in the age of social media where everyone's comparing themselves to each other, especially, you know, look at how many people are trying to make YouTube channels. Exactly. Look at how many people are trying, you know, make podcasts, make vlogs, become musicians, become fitness models, become, you know, ambassadors for this and that, yada, yada. And it's like, you have so much competition directly in front of you. You can't do that. Like with music, I would get down on myself a lot when I would compare myself to like other artists and like their streams until I understood that like I have 15 songs out on Spotify. They have 380.
Yeah.
So it's like they've been at it for a while. And like, I just want to get that out there. Like when you, if you're viewing my life and if you view what I do and you know, get a little envious to a point where you're like, oh, I kind of want to do, like, I want to quit my job and do, you know, pursue my passion full time. I want to do podcasts and I want to do music. I want to do that. It's like, yo, get to a point in life where you're like, you have a plan and you're stable enough financially. Like, there's three things in life you always need to get in order. I want, you know, there's three things that I believe. And I forget who told this to me. I think it was Nick. Shout out to Nick Sincotta. I think this was him.
Yeah.
We were grabbing lunch one day and he was like, you got to get, I don't want to fuck this up. You got to get your relationships, health, and wealth. Get that shit in order.
That's a good line.
Nail those three things down. If you wake up every day and you get those three things right, you get your health right, go to the gym, eat right that day, okay? And find a way to get money that day. Mm-hmm. Wealth, improve. All you need is $200 a day. And if you're making $200 a day, you're going to be fine no matter what. And then, bang, get your wealth in order and then also get your fucking relationships in order. Health, wealth, and relationships. Talk to your friends. Talk to them.
Yep.
Like, check in on your best friends, check in on your family, you know, talk to your girlfriend, your boyfriend, you know, your loved ones, check in on everybody. When you have those three things in order, everything will come full circle.
Can I go a little off on, like, the friendships and stuff? So, like, so, like, talking back to when Matt was, when you were saying you don't give up on your dreams, work hard, things don't happen overnight. You got to work hard for it, and you cannot stop.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if, like, I remember there was one time where you were working and you just thought like, hey, like, I don't want to do this anymore. And we all behind you like, no, dude, keep going. Keep grinding.
Yeah, man.
Keep grinding.
Yeah, that's happened. That's happened, dude. That's happened. It happened seriously like once when I was like, I'm not making music anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember J-Mo telling me that and I was like, what? No, he can't. Like, you've worked so hard for this and, like you said, doesn't happen overnight. You've been grinding.
Bro, me and J-Mo last night were just diving through the old, like, the catalog of, like, home to become home.
Oh, my song, God. Bro. I remember that song. That song was dope.
Bro, and then, like, we were just diving through all my old music, and then, like, I was trying to explain to, like, I was talking with someone, and I was like, yeah, like, the support that I have, like, I can't quit doing what I'm doing. I think that people who don't know me, like, people who don't actually know me, that's one of the reasons why I created this podcast as well. Because people, they don't know who the fuck I am, right?
Yeah.
And they have assumptions through the music and through seeing my Instagram, seeing my page. But now when you come into Kids at Work, you can really dive into who the fuck I am. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And there's no filters. It's like, it's just me. So it's like, there's no surprises when we meet up in person. It's your boy, Matic Gons. But listen, so here's the thing. I hit a point where I was like, oh, this isn't working. I've been releasing songs. I've been working my ass off. Nothing's clicking. No one's listening to my music. And I try to quit, and my friends don't let me. Like, right now, today, if I told you, if I told JMO, if I told Mocha, if I told Dino, Hanny, Trav, I mean, I could go on, right?
Yeah, there's no fucking way we would let you. We'd all be at your Eastie place and just telling you, like, no.
It'd be like a fucking, it couldn't happen.
But the thing is, it's not just your friends. You have your fans out there listening to your music. Like, how do you think they would feel? Like, they wouldn't want you to quit. They want you to keep going, you know? They love that.
Yeah, and it's at the point now where I'm not even doing this for myself, like, half the time. Like, dude, it used to be, oh, that's a good point, man. It used to be, like, I was fighting for respect. I was trying to get my name out there to do all this stuff. But now, bro, it's like, I do this stuff. Like, I have to do these. Like, it's my purpose at this point, bro. It's like, because even with, like, you've seen my numbers. Like, we just pulled up my numbers, right?
Yeah.
7,000 people listened to my songs just on Spotify yesterday, right?
Insane.
Which, you know, I'm not comparing my step, whatever, but like, other people get more than that, other people get less than that. That's still 7,000 organic, you know, real people. And then on SoundCloud, you get 2,000 people, right?
Yeah.
And so we're almost touching, and then, you know, on other platforms, Apple Music, 10,000 people a day, including this podcast, are listening to what I have to say.
Yeah.
It's selfish of me to be like, I'm not going to be doing this anymore. You know, I can't do that. So it's now at the point where it's like, bro, you got to fucking go OT for those around you. Like, that's why I say, you know, health, wealth, relationships, that's relationships, you know, and it's a part of, it's, you know, and I'm affecting people's health. You know, the people that hit me up about like certain songs that affect them, that have helped them through life, or, you know, speak towards the Make It Happen brand. You know, there are people with Make It Happen tattoos.
Yeah,
Tattoos, man. And, you know,
I'm about to get one too.
Bro, you got to, and it's like, I got to take that serious. You know, I remember the first time, shout out to Kaylin, I saw her tattoo, and then Gabriana, I got to do one shout out for Kaylin, Sky, and Gabriana Walter. Shout out to you too. You guys have been, you know, my, you know, day one supporters. You guys were at like my first show ever. Oh, let me put the mic down. I'm jiggling it.
Were those the ones that went to our men's league game?
Dude. And so, I mean, for people who listeners to this, you know, I have some great supporters. You know, I have awesome. And I don't have a fan base. I have a support group, and they're part of the MIH fam, and, you know, we're all fam. And it's like, these two, man, have been supporting since I got 100 plays.
Yep.
And then pulling up, and now they have, you know, Make It Happen tattoos and Made Dreams Reality tattoos, which I used to go my Made Dreams Reality. But it's like, it's crazy. Let me answer this FaceTime. Trav's on the FaceTime. I want to let him know. Hey, Trav, you're on the podcast right now. Say what up.
Gym at 6.
Oh, what's up? I'm on the pod?
Yeah, say what up to kids at work. We're talking about my music and entrepreneurship and like how far we've came with everything and how I can't quit because of my friends and how much they support the whole movement.
No, yeah, that's unbelievable timing, actually, because it's kind of weird that I was just listening to your song. It came on my playlist while I was at the gym.
Really?
And, it was just crazy. I was scrolling through fucking through Instagram. So that's crazy timing that you're talking about that. But I was scrolling through Instagram and your fucking your story about 1,000 plays in 23 hours. Like, I just wanted to say congratulations because that's pretty fucking sick. And like, I don't know if you've ever done that before. And it's just weird that you're talking about how far you've come now, because like, I remember like my freshman year in Newcastle when like 1,000 plays was like a massive, massive deal to you.
Huge.
Nah, you just did it in less than 24 hours, so that's pretty insane. So I just want to give you a call. I know I'm seeing you later, but I want to say congratulations.
Yeah, dude, thank you, bro. I love you. I mean, this is literally a perfect example on the podcast, if you guys understand. Like, we're talking about my friends supporting. It's like, he's just calling right now on fucking 12:40 on a Saturday just to say, like, just to check in on how everything's going with the entrepreneurship. And it's like, this is like literally a perfect, and this is like the day-to-day. This is what we're saying.
And it's weird, too, because like, whoever's listening is going to think that it was staged, but it literally just called you out of the blue.
No.
I haven't even talked to you today. And like, I don't know, just, it's just crazy. And like, you got support and we don't want you to quit and we don't think you will.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. Are you coming? When are you coming? Are you coming over to my house?
You supposed to be.
Yeah, I'm going to come up later. I'm going to try and golf and then come up later.
All right, cool. Just, all right, I love you. Have a good round.
Who's on? I love you too. Who's on right now?
I got Perry. We're doing an episode like, we're switching up the air.
I was supposed to go golfing with him.
Oh, people change.
Yeah, it wouldn't start, y'all. But all right, boys. I'll see you later.
All right, later.
Later, bro.
Yeah, I mean.
Perfect example.
Even on the way here, I put your song on repeat like 3 times.
That shit's crazy, bro.
It's too fast.
Yo, shout out, if you guys are listening right now, make sure you check out my song Life's Too Fast on Spotify, Apple Music, and wherever the hell else you listen to music. I don't really know, but yeah, I know I just went on a little little rant there, but I mean, yeah, for sure. Basically, what it comes down to is, Oh, I was talking about my fans. I'm sorry, my supporters. I don't have to call my fans fans because without them, yeah. they're my support. I literally view, like, here's a good tip if you're an artist out there. Stop fucking calling your listeners and your supporters your fans. Okay, they're not fucking fans of you. I just want to get that through your head. They are, if you view what you're doing as a business, right? If it's a brick and mortar store, in order to build it, you need a foundation, right? Whatever is holding you up. What supports me is my friends and people who listen to my music. They are literally the support beams of Make It Happen and what the fuck I'm doing. So they're not your fans. They're not sitting at the outside of the store screaming, "Woo, we love you. Oh my God, you're so amazing." No, no. Okay, get your narcissistic ass attitude out of here. Okay, they are your supporters and they're a part of you. Because without my supporters, I would never be fucking doing what I'm doing. My fucking brick and mortar store wouldn't exist. That. So stop calling people fans. I hate that shit. But back to it. Gabby, Kaylin, they've been supporting since day one, since, you know, my first shows. They've been every single headliner. I love them so much, seriously. And without them, bro, like I don't talk to them enough, and I really wish I could make more time for people. Things have just been getting so big, busy, and the platform's been growing so much. It's like, I need to start. I used to reach out to people who, like, supported me a lot, and I think I'm going to try to start doing that. I'm going to set aside a day for that because, yeah. you know, it just means so much to me. So shout out to you two. I love you both. Yeah. That's what I got. So
no, that's perfect. I mean, set aside a day. I mean, you literally got 7 days out of the week. So I mean, most of the days you're gonna be grinding in the studio and everything. So
yeah,
but you could definitely set aside a day and talk, reach out to your supporters.
Yeah, man.
But I like that statement. Not fan supporters. Like they're literally supporting you. They're not like.
They're not like, yeah you're like, okay, they may think you're awesome, but like, bro, like I said on my Instagram the other day, like, there's so many artists out there who post a song, who drop a song, and they DM people. And they're like, listen to this, listen to me, listen to me. And they're like, everyone, check out my new song, check out my new song. If you notice, when I post something, I don't say check out anything. I just say, I released a new song, and I describe it. This one's really heartfelt. I released a new song. This is a banger. MIH fam, what's up? Boom. Instantly, they know the drill. It's like fucking go time with my MIH fam. They just posting the songs in their stories. Boom, 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 boom. Check it out, check it out, check it out. Mm-hmm. I don't have to sell anymore, bro. And the reason I don't have to sell anymore is because instead of investing in people liking me, I invested in relationships. Instead of saying, hey, my shit's dope, I said, hey, you're fucking dope for fucking with me. You know what I mean? So there's no selling my shit, and it's genuine. Like I don't have to walk around saying, yo, download my new mixtape. It's like that shit's done, bro. It's people that people will fuck with me because of like who I am. You know what I'm saying?
And I like that about you because like that describes you perfect. That's the type of person you are, like in general.
Thanks.
Like, man. Not just as a rapper, but like a person in general. Like you're a great person, you're a great rapper, like you're a great friend, and you're a great supporter of all your supporters too.
Facts, man. And then flip side, you know, anything that you guys would do, like I know you're thinking about starting a vlog right now. I'll support you till the fucking fullest. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do, bro. And because I know what it's like to have support.
Yeah.
And so like I can't wait. Like I've always said, I would love for somebody else to be doing what I'm doing in our friend group, because like I couldn't imagine how fun it must feel to watch the growth. Like I couldn't imagine what it's like to watch this happen like from your seat. You know what I mean?
It's awesome. I'd love to see how much you've grown and how much more you will grow.
Yeah, yeah. Shit's cool. I wanna hop into just to tear real quick. Just get a quick news section. So today's Saturday. We usually run podcasts on Sunday. I'm doing a podcast tomorrow with DJ Hap, but today Perry was over removing a couch, and so we were like, let's go. Let's rip a quick podcast. But today in the news we have. Hilary Duff is set to return as Lizzie McGuire in new sequel series. Wow. Lizzie McGuire, did you watch that growing up?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
When you were a little, kid. When you were a little sprout? I didn't know that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
A new sequel? Wasn't that like 12 years ago?
I'm a little confused. Maybe did Hilary Duff play Lizzie McGuire growing up?
Yeah, she did.
Dude, what the fuck? She's a little too old to be playing Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah,
now,
she's,
no?
What, she's like 20... 26?
I don't know. I'm gonna Google how old Lizzie McGuire is. I'm a little confused. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's fucking. That's kind of weird. Honestly, I don't have much more news here.
I was just looking on social media and like I don't know if everyone knows that guy David Dobrik, but he just got his friend a Lamborghini.
Dude, he's insane, bro. I didn't know that. Oh, Hilary Duff is 31 years old, by the way. That's bizarre. Wow, damn. But he just got him a Lamborghini. Imagine having that type of capital where you can just be like, hey, man, here's a Lambo. I love you.
Like, he could have kept for himself, but he just goes, my friend loves Lambo, so I'm going to give this car to him.
Yeah, facts. Oh, got somebody else calling. Should I put him on the podcast?
Sure.
I'm going to let this one. Hold on. Let me just answer this. Hey, I'm filming a podcast. I'll text you after. You're on it right now. See you later.
What?
Cool. All right, there we go. But back into what I'm talking about. Okay. Newlyweds killed in tragic accident minutes after getting married. That's fucking terrible.
Awful. It's awful.
Oh my gosh. Should we read the story a little bit? I'll let you read it, Perry.
All right.
Oops, sorry.
It's so sad. I hate reading this stuff.
I know. Maybe we should keep it like normal and not
Should
we get out of depressing stuff?
Yeah, that's sad.
Get out of sad stuff? Okay. Yeah. So. All right. Kristen Dunst hasn't exercised since having her baby. That's newsworthy. That's crazy. I don't know why anybody gives a fuck about this.
I haven't seen her since like Spider-Man.
Oh my gosh, she was Spider-Man. Damn, that's crazy. Yeah, no, I haven't seen her since fucking Spider-Man either. That's nuts. Oh shit, we got Alex calling in. 1 second. Alex, thanks for calling in. You're on the Kids at Work podcast. Say what up.
Yeah, I'll be there within an hour.
All right, cool. Say hi to Kids at Work.
What?
You're on the podcast. Say hi.
What's up? Hello, my fellow wrestlings. This is fucking Ama here, Mr. Studio Girl. You know what I mean? Yo, hide your girlfriends because I am kind of single, but not really, but you know the deal.
God damn it.
Mocha.
Mocha. Jesus Christ. All right, we'll see you soon. I got Perry here. He's going to help with the couch.
All
right. Peace. All right. Back into it. News section is just kind of dull today, so we're going to fucking get out of the news section.
What about the facts section?
Oh, yeah. We're going to go into daily facts. Good call. Yeah, we're going to go into daily facts, and then we'll do a nice little weekend recap. Yeah. And then I have some words of advice for entrepreneurs at the end. Here we go. Daily facts. Some schools are introducing desks with pedals underneath to provide exercise to restless children.
Huh. That's interesting. I mean, I guess that's kind of smart. And because, dude, when you were in like elementary school, like you'd like be like wanting to move everywhere. Like,
sure.
If you have pedals on the desk, like maybe you could focus a little more.
Bro, when I was making cold calls up at K-Force, I would have loved to have pedals underneath my desk. Bro, I might cop a pedal desk, bro. When I'm writing songs in the stew, bro.
That's not a bad idea, because like I'll be sitting at my desk at work, and I'd sometimes be restless. I could use some of the pedals.
No, absolutely, I could fucking go pedal a little bit. That's fits dope. On to the next one, Perry.
Coffee was so important in Turkish culture that under 15th century law, a woman had the freedom to divorce her husband if he did not provide her with enough coffee.
What?
Wait,
what?
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 Dude, what?
Dude, these bitches are crazy. Are you for real? Coffee was so important that you could divorce your husband if he didn't provide you with enough?
That's insane.
Bro, did you hear about, dude, some fucking places are gnarly.
I know.
Dude, so there's this thing, I don't know what it's called, I'm gonna butcher it, I'm gonna get, called out for it, whatever. It's called Sharia law, I think that's what it's called. A husband can just beat the fuck out of his wife if he wants to.
Alright,
that's his choice. Bro, I saw
that's
something.
That's not okay.
No, it's not okay. I saw it thrown across Twitter, but like, it's just crazy how some people think, like, imagine valuing coffee so much that, like, if your husband doesn't provide you with enough, you can divorce his ass.
That's just, yeah.
That's buck wild.
That's not right. That's not fair at all.
That's not fair at all. That's just wild. Another daily fact, overthinking changes nothing. It messes with your mind and literally steals your happiness. Now, I'm gonna pause this real quick. I don't know if that's true.
No. It can't be true. So, like, this sometimes where I overthink and, like, I mean, it doesn't steal my happiness, but I'm, like, overthinking. And then, like, I kind of talk to my friends about it. They're like, dude, you're overthinking way too much. I'm like, I really am. Like, it's really not that big a deal.
Yeah. No, I mean, it could definitely happen. I mean, well, so here's the thing. Overthinking things creates, here's how I look at things, right? I used to have a lot of anxiety, and then I like rid of it pretty well, and now I only get Sunday scaries. Well, now I don't get any Sunday scaries because like I just, every day is the same day for me as work wise. Like, I mean, like, so in terms of like overthinking, three things exist, right? The past, the present, and the future.
Yep.
When you're worrying about the future, You never know what's going to happen, right?
No, you never know what's going
to
happen.
I learned that from growing up racing dirt bikes, bro. We also say you never know what happens when the gate drops. Like, you know that like, I've lost a couple friends. For those people who don't know, the reason I stopped racing dirt bikes is I got into a pretty bad accident and broke someone's back and then like partially paralyzed them for a little bit. So a little fun fact. That's what kind of, it kind of fucked me up though. But it also helped me out a lot in life because now when I think of things, it's like, I'm just lucky to be here. Like, for instance, like, I'm so happy to be here with you, Devin.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm just so happy you're here with me, bro. Because we never know what's going to happen. I hate to say, like, you know, be morbid about it, but, like, we could die today.
No, that's so true. And, like, I know, like, me and you live by the motto, like, we don't make plans. Like,
yeah.
Today I woke up, I didn't know what I was doing. I called you up, you're like, I'm moving a couch. I was like, I'll come help you.
Yep.
And you can't dwell on the past either. The past is the past. You can't do anything to change it.
Yeah. And I think that we do that. One thing we do well that I put the value out there. Hey, if you someone who's listening to this that struggles a little bit with anxiety and overthinking, try your best to focus on the present. I know that's so hard to think. But to be honest with you, the future doesn't exist. You know, I don't really want to go into details about it, but I know a buddy of mine who not like... I have a buddy of mine that died like three weeks ago. I haven't seen him in forever. But like, you know, he ended up passing away and you never know what the fuck's going to happen.
Exactly.
So just focus right now, man. Even if it's a small struggle, like you're worried at work, you're worried about your relationship with your girlfriend, your boyfriend, you're fighting with your roommates, anything like that. Just stop worrying so much about the future. Just dive back in. Yep. I'm fucking zinging right now. I had this cold brew and I am fucking bouncing off the walls right now.
I didn't even get to finish my coffee.
Do you want
to
slug that? Will that wake you up?
Yeah. Maybe a little.
Good old slug. Shout out to Starbucks supplying our cold brew today. I just...
Wait, you said nitro?
No. It's regular. This is... I just got it from Stop and Shop.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty good. What kind? You put creamer in there?
No. It just comes with almond milk in it.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Almond milk. That's good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I've been ripping the almonds a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, focus on the present. Future doesn't exist.
Exactly.
Perry?
More than 50% of all new cars in Norway are electric or hybrid. They aim to cut their CO2... emissions by at least 40% by 2030.
That's amazing. More than 50% of the new cars in Norway are electric or hybrid. Good for them. That's pretty crazy. I wonder if they've noticed, I don't know.
Any change?
Norway's a beautiful country already. I'm sure that, like, I don't know. I mean, I would love to see that in Boston, man. Like,
well, Boston's tough because we have all this, like, it's a city. It's a factories and stuff. So it's tough even, like, with... Just not the cars will change that.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. But like, dude, just like this, when you just look at the pollution that's going on, like you look at, there's nothing like when you're walking in the city and then you just smell like that bus that just like has like a bunch of fucking out the exhaust pipe, and it's like you just feel fucking gross out there.
I know, it's disgusting.
Imagine if everyone's driving fucking Leaf cars. Go out there and go get a hybrid, guys. Even though I'm big on like I fuck with like dope shit like big trucks and like I don't know. Gas-powered
shit. Like my dad's Chevy.
Yeah, your dad's shit is fucking dope, bro.
It's dope, yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah. We'll do one more fact. The funniest people on Earth are, in fact, the most depressed.
I would have to disagree with that. Like, there are some funny people, like Robin Williams, rest in peace. He was one of the most funniest guys, but, he was a little sad, but he was the most funniest guy. But, like, you look at, like, other comedians, like, you don't know what they're going through. I mean... You don't even need to look at comedians. Like, look at us, for example, our friend group. Like, we can be funny here and there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not depressed. Are you?
No, I mean, I'm good. I think that, I mean, so for instance, I mean, it says the funniest people are, in fact, the most depressed, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I won class clown. I'm fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But you're hilarious as well. I think that's just a general statement. I don't even know that's a fact. You can't just say the funniest people are always the most depressed. So that's not always true. But I do want to say that I think that, I don't know. Like, I'm not depressed, you know, thankful to say. But I think that, you know, when you're funny, I think that some people, like, are able to cover up their emotions a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? I don't really know how I'm wording that. This coffee's making me bounce. My brain's smacking off the walls
right now. Let me get another.
No, so, yeah, I think you need some.
Yeah, definitely.
Just slam the rest of it a little bit. But that's pretty good. I guess we'll so that's it for Daily Facts right there. I wanted to dive back in and give one more tip for people that are entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
So one thing that I took from corporate America and I'm putting it into my own life is two different things. One thing, I got a whiteboard. You guys can't see. We're going to get the visuals working. My camera just got fucked up, to be honest. and I have a daily schedule, right? So, and I check it off as we go. Like right now it says like finish writing a song, record the song name. I'm not going to let it go. So I have to record a song, write a song. I have to run, you know, some ads. I'll get into this, but I don't just do music. I also invest in a couple businesses on the side, and I'm starting to run a new one. So I need to work on that. I need to move out the couch, get the couch in. I need to get groceries, and I need to shower. send follow-up emails for tour and my own business, and get coffee that I need to commit 20 to 30 minutes to learning something new.
Yeah, that's, I mean, this is all good because a key, like, the key to success in, like, planning things and working is organization, making sure you have everything you need to do listed out and maybe the times, like hey, on Wednesday I need to do this.
Yeah.
Or Thursday I need to make sure I do this.
Yeah.
And get that done.
Yeah, absolutely. And I recommend that to you guys. Even if you have, you know, even if you're not an entrepreneur, if you're just like, going through your day-to-day grind, shout out to Ricky DePasquale over at K-Force. He's my managing director over there. He taught me to have a daily plan every day, and I sent him my daily plan of what I was going to do. So shout out to him. Great guy. He taught me a lot. Very, very, very smart person. So thanks, Ricky. I appreciate that. I'm now applying that to my own business. You rock, man. So yeah, that's very helpful. I also want to say that if you are self-employed, make a schedule for yourself like you are working a 9-to-5, okay? So every day, Monday through Friday, my schedule is I wake up at 7 a.m. And then I go through my checklist of things I need to complete in my own business, and then I do those things. So it's like still, even if you're, like, you need to still wake up at the same time every day. Wake up at, like, 7 or 6, yeah. What you're doing, go through your grind, and then, you know, have your schedule, and that way you're going to, your life's going to go so much more efficient. So that's my, those are my two cents there.
That's a perfect example of you bringing, when you work for corporate companies, bringing what you learned into your rap industry.
Yeah.
Because I know when I go to work Monday through Friday, each day I have a certain checklist that I need to make sure I get done.
Yeah. Have a checklist, guys. Seriously, have a checklist out there. If you're a student and you're listening to this, have a checklist. Like, I can't explain how fucking important that is. When you wake up every day, it's like, hey, I got class at 8 a.m., 10 a.m., and then I'm going to go, like, just check it off. I'm going to eat at this time. Yeah. I'm going to go to the library. I'm going to go to the gym. Boom, boom, boom. When you look at yourself, when you look at the end of the day, you're going to be like, did I have a productive day? Check it off. You know, there's another, here's one more 2 cents I'm going to give out there. This is another great word of advice, which I've now started to do. Get a calendar. You can see, Perry, my calendar's behind me on my bed over there,
yeah,
above the flyer for my last concert. No, slight flex.
That's kind of cool. That's like a miniature calendar of what I have in my office.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so what happens is I keep track of the days that were successful or were effective days. So this is a good idea how to be an effective person for people that are listening to this. So I would take the month of September, dates 1 through 30. Once the first day ended, I would look back and I'd say, hey, I'd be able to look at my phone or my checklist. I'd say, what did I do on that day? Was it effective? Did I complete all my checkpoints? Yeah, it was effective. Go through it and then green it and color it green or color it yellow, color it whatever. And basically you'll be able to understand, you know, what's an effective day for you. And then you'll be able to look back at the month and be like, was I effective in that month of September? And you can learn yes or no, it was not yes. Exactly. We're going to give a quick happy birthday shout out on someone's FaceTime right now. We're going to give a quick little happy birthday to them right now. Yo, Emily, you're on the podcast. Do you have anything positive to say to the kids at work?
Be true to yourself.
And suck dick.
Well, that's good. Thanks, guys. Happy birthday, Emily. I'm going to see you later. Love you.
Happy
bye.
Happy birthday.
Great. I don't know about the suck dick part. I mean, hey, if you're into that, go make it happen. But this was a little more, you know, we were trying to be a little more positive and educational here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, wow, I just ran it a lot. That's kind of what I have. Let me do a quick time check. Cool. We're at 37 minutes right now. I want to be sure that I give around like 40 to 50 minutes of content for everybody each day.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because that's, you know, typical commutes can be for that length. I think I'm going to start a new set. I think I'm going to have people, you know, give suggestions for ideas, though, and everything.
Because that'd be perfect. I mean, like, we, like, when we come on the podcast, like, we come up with our own ideas. Like, our first one, we actually didn't really have an idea. We kind of just went with it. And
yeah.
Kind of just went off our heads and made stuff up.
Yeah.
But I know, like, Kamara's, you had an idea.
Yeah.
J-Mo's, you had an idea.
Yeah. And that's not even out yet. By the time, so I think what I'm going to do is I'm probably going to, I don't know when I'm going to release this one, but just so you guys know, if you don't right now, I just want to say follow me on social media at Matt Corman. Dev's at DevP95. I think we got to change that.
Yeah.
We definitely
have to change.
I'm going to start working on your brand a little bit and help you out.
Perfect. I mean, I already got Matt Corman's account in my.
And you got MattCorman.com. Hell yeah, man. But take the time right now. If you don't follow us, like I said, this podcast is called Kids at Work. It's just for the, you know, the kids that are going to work every day and whatever that, you know, means to you for going to work. So, hell yeah, man.
So, maybe a couple more questions about you before we end this podcast. So, with you getting bigger and everything, like, let's just go towards, like, your actual work, like, grinding on the computer and kind of mixing the music and everything. Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, well, I, so... I mean, in terms of, like, you know, making a song, is that what you're saying? Kind of like that.
I know, like, my wording was kind of like...
No, you're good. You're good, man. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, you don't do it, so it's like, you don't really know the context of that. But I know that. That's a good question. I think that... So this would probably, you know, if you're an artist listening to this, it may be a little helpful. What I do is... So right now, I'm pushing out weekly releases, right? Every Friday, I'm releasing a song. So that means I need to be writing and recording every single day. Without fail.
Yeah.
So every day I write a song and I record a song. So I might record a song that I wrote yesterday, vice versa. That's what you need to do. In terms of mixing everything, so I record all my music, put it in my program here. I use Logic and I also use GarageBand, believe it or not. I like GarageBand is what I've known for a while. And I engineer a lot of my music and then I will send it off to my boy. So shout out to Adrian Stresso. That's my homie. He's going to be on this podcast. By the time you hear this, his episode will already be out. I believe he's coming out next week. But yeah, so shout out to Adrian Stresso. He's down in Texas, down in Dallas. He's my homie. He came up and performed at my concert. He actually engineers my music. Before that, I had Nico Catalano. Shout out to Nico. He's out in Los Angeles, California. But I used to mix my music a lot by myself, and sometimes I still do, just for shits and gigs. Like I mix Need Your Lane, but I actually outsource most of that right now, due to the fact that they're just better at it, man. And it's just nice collaborating with other people.
It's nice, like, you, because, like, you make the music, but, like, these people have the experience of, like, mixing music. I know you do, too, but, like, they probably have more of experience. And, like, you can see how other people actually mix your music and how it sounds and everything.
Dude, and they have different takes. Like, I've, like, making music is such a solo, independent, lonely space, man. Think about it. When you're not in here with me, like, just listen real quick.
Yeah.
Silence. Just you and your thoughts, and then I hear a beat come on. I'm working on the beat, or I'm making, or, you know, blah blah blah. I get a new beat, and then I just what comes to my head, and then you create by yourself. Yeah. So it's nice to ship the product out to somebody, and then they touch it, and they do their own takes on it too. It's like you're working with someone, you know. So nice to have another head in there.
Yeah. So with listening to the beat, is that how you kind of like start writing your music? You kind of start listening to a beat, and you kind of just go with the flow, and
It's a lot of different things. So I mean, like, for those who know, I make a lot. It's a variety of different types of music, right? Like I make like that bouncy type shit, shawty bat that ass up, da 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 da. You know what I mean? I don't got a time. I'ma need a rollie. And then I also make, you know, Life's Too Fast, like that record that came out, or like Tell Me Lies or Time Heals or like Broken Screens, so I can touch the feels. It's whatever I'm feeling that day, man. Like there are some days where like, I don't know, like, I, you know, I'm going through some stuff and I'm kind of sad. Or, like, there's some days where I'm like, yo, I want a big booty bitch, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like,
exactly.
Luckily, I get beats sent to me every day to beatsforcorman@gmail.com. Shameless plug. If you're a producer, please send beats to beatsforcorman@gmail.com. And then I can dive through that. And then, you know, if I want like a sad type vibe, I have folders I can dive through, like sad beats. Or if I want, you know, beat ones, I can do that. But mostly I start with the beat. And then I write the song. And I mean, you know me, you know I can freestyle. So it's like, I just kick freeze to it. I usually listen to beats in the car. Yeah. So when I'm driving around, I don't really listen to music too much. I just listen to beats, actually.
But that's perfect, because literally this is your job. So
yeah,
when you have free time, it's perfect just to listen to beats and get music flowing through your head.
It's like I'm always working, because like if I'm going to the grocery store, if I'm going to see somebody or whatever, it's like I have songs that, like, dude, 98% of my songs were made in my car. Like the idea, Broken Screens, I heard that beat in the car, and I was like, in every city that I ever seen a touchdown.
It's a dope song.
Thank you. Was going in the car. Everything you heard. So it's like, and then what I do is, if I think the beat's dope, I pause it, and then I just go on my voice memos on my iPhone, and then I record the melody. I'll be like, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And then I'll go back in the studio, play the beat, play the melody that I wanted.
Yeah.
And then just get in the fucking zone, light the candle, get it fucking popping. You know the drill. You know the vibes.
I can't even imagine, like, because I remember, like, you and the, like, I remember living with you my sophomore year in Windsor. Like, sometimes I wouldn't even, like, go into the room while you were recording, because you were just in the zone. Yeah. I wanted to leave you by yourself. I was like, I'm going to go hang out with the boys, and I'll let him do his thing.
Thanks, bro.
And, like, now you have your own room, your own setup. Like, you can just literally just grind and sit here. It's kind of amazing,
dude. It's fucking sick, and thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
you helped create a lot. I know you know that already. But dude, you're right. Like JMO the other day was saying, I forget who was hitting him up about me. They said something. They were like, "Yo, like what's Matt doing right now? Whatever. Like, like, where's he at? And he was just like, they told me that he responded back and he was like, he's working right now. Like, don't bother him. And it's like, when I, because you know me, I'm a fucking open book. Like, it's like, dude, everyone's family to me. You can come in and out all day. When my door's closed, though, and I'm grinding, like, nobody comes in here.
No.
And it's, like, just because, like, you know, like, I'm, like, actually at work. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's the vibe. I've always been kind of like a solo kid on the creative process. So, I mean, that's kind of...
Exactly. And, like, you having your door closed and people knowing you're at work, like, you're not going to walk into my work and bother me while I'm at work. No. Like, so why am I going to walk in and bother you at work?
No, you know the vibes. But fuck yeah, man. All right, I mean, we're at 44 minutes. I'm sure, you know, you guys, thanks for tuning in today. I know, you know, having me on as a guest, having Devin as a host is pretty cool. But hopefully you guys got to, you know, some takeaways from it. I just want to recap. Focus on, you know, three things every single day in life: health, wealth, and relationships. When you focus on those three things, knock them off. Remember your health, your fitness, what you're eating, what you're putting into your body. Your body is a temple. Make sure you're taking care of that. Make sure you're sleeping well. Boom, get that knocked off. Wealth, make sure you're getting the bag every day. I mean that. Focus on your finances. Seriously, you need to be getting money. You need to be working. You need to do something. You need to be investing in different businesses. You need to be growing financially. And then, and then relationships. Make sure you're hitting up your friends every day. Talk to people. I can dive a little bit more into that. I know we're at 45 minutes right now, but I mean.
I just want to say something real quick.
Yeah.
Always live in the present. Don't live in the past or the future. Always live in the present.
Yeah.
And you can always overcome anxiety, depression. Talk to your friends. Talk to your family. Always overcome it. And reach for your dreams.
Absolutely. And I like to, just breaking off of that, I know a lot of my supporters, you know, sometimes they go through a lot of, you know, I to be transparent, like, I get a lot of messages about people, you know, struggling with anxiety or depression.
Yeah.
You know, and just going through tough times. I just want to say, you know, I'm always here to talk to you. If you direct message me, you know, I'm going to respond to you. Mostly every time. I've been doing my best at it lately. It's been getting a little more. I think that's because the platform's growing, which is a great thing. But I just want to say, you know, feel free to talk to me. I'm always here to talk to you. Thanks so much for listening to the Kids at Work podcast today. Have a great day at work. Remember, we have new episodes that release Sunday at 12 p.m. every single week. I'm excited to be here. Make sure you follow us at the Kids at Work podcast on Instagram. Follow myself at Matt Corman on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Deezer, fucking Tidal, I don't know, TikTok, whatever the hell it is, and on Google. Yeah. That's kind of all I got. You got anything left?
Follow me at DevP95.
We're going to change it right now.
Thanks for listening in. This is a great episode. Really talks about how Matt and his music came about and how he's worked and grinded. So I'm really glad that he had me on here and hosting him.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Go make it happen out there today. I love you guys. Be positive. Be the change. Make somebody smile out there. Don't settle for average. You are amazing and I believe in you. Thank you so much. Have a good day at work. Peace.